I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the summer of 1786, things were not going well in the United States. Its original organizing document, the Articles of Confederation, contained no mechanism for uniform commercial regulation upon the states. The states were falling into destructive competition, quite like that of neighboring nations in Europe. So, in September 1786, a small group gathered in Annapolis, Maryland, to consider ways to fix the Articles of Confederation. John Dickinson of Delaware, Edmund Randolph and James Madison of Virginia, and Alexander Hamilton of New York began intense discussions on the need for a stronger central government. They then directed a letter to the Confederate Congress, written by Hamilton, asking that the states appoint delegates to meet in Philadelphia in May to
devise such further provisions as should appear to them necessary to render the Constitution of the federal government adequate to the exigencies of the Union.
Thus began a series of events that would lead to an all-new Constitution, unlike any ever seen before. The market for commercial insurance is a dynamic one. Rates that rise eventually fall, as they have recently. Before your next renewal, let a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional explore avenues that might significantly lower the cost of protecting you and your company. To schedule a no-cost review, visit HibbsHallmark.com.